News Talk 1620 WTAW, some time this evening where it's dry. William Powell's coming in from the Bryan Fire Department earlier. I think it was still pouring pretty good when you came in.
It was raining a little bit when I got here. I had my trusty raincoat. So
yeah, that's right. And with the rain always means, especially the first rain in a couple of weeks, the rain may have taken care of most of the grime and oil on the highways, but that still doesn't stop people from skidding and sliding and hydroplaning.
No, it obviously doesn't, because while I was sitting here watching you get ready for our talk here, I was listening to the radio in my left ear, and I was hearing about a traffic accident over off of East Villa Maria. So obviously it's important to remind people to slow down because of the new water on the roads.
Same thing whenever it's raining, to have your wipers on. Obviously, your lights are probably on at this time of the day as well. Well, let's move on to another traffic issue, and that's the Stir of the Texas Reds Festival, and that means we have downtown Bryan getting to the point where it will be shut down for the festival.
It will be shut down starting. There's already some restrictions already there from putting up different structures and so on. I know officially Thursday through Saturday night at 2 a.m. is going to be the official street closures. I do know that you can go to the Texas Reds site, tr.blog.bryan. Hang on.
All right.
Let me get it right for you.
I'm sure you can go to texasredsfestival.com, too.
tr.blog.bryantx.gov, and you can see a map there that shows what streets will be closed on Friday, what streets will be closed on Saturday. There is some addition because of the mainliners that they're going to add more street closures on Saturday than they even have on Friday. So if anybody goes out Friday night, they may think they can get to the same place on Saturday night and might not be able to get there because they're going to add to it. I do know that there's a shuttle running from Blinn College parking lot, and I know that the Roy Kelly parking garage will be open for people to park there for a fee.
So have a good time at the festival, and so we've been promoting that over the course of the last few weeks. Visited with Randy McGregor, what was it, last week, week before, I think. We can talk a little bit more about a new arrangement with St. Joseph, about a medical director that'll be overseeing what you all do with the EMS service with the city.
That's right. We welcome on board Dr. Aaron Buzzard as our new medical director. He works for his group, works for St. Joseph ER. He has a great amount of experience. He comes to us from Texas A&M and University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, and a very long, extensive experience level with the military. He served in the active military and then in the reserves, and while in the reserves did four tours in Iraq, worked on fixed wings, worked on helicopters, has worked in surgery. He's very well versed in the medical field, and so we really are excited about him bringing his expertise as our lead medical director.
Visited with the chief a little bit about this and can have you expand on it, just the value of having local supervision, and from what the chief was talking about, that Dr. Buzzard's going to be doing even ride-alongs, and that first-hand experience should be a benefit to all the paramedics and EMTs.
Well, it is. I can remember 15 years ago being on the box, and I can remember having a group that we could call on, but they were a 1-800 number from a very far ways away. We didn't get to spend a lot of time with those doctors and get to really know them very well. And it can leave a little bit of a void. They gave us good background information to work off of, but it can still be very reassuring to have the doctor local and have somebody that's very close at hand to get information from, get feedback from, be connected with, and to get to really know those people and feel like they're really part of your group. And that can be really helpful to you when you're out there dealing with these issues, to know that they're right there.
Visiting with William Bowes of the Bryan Fire Department, what else is on the agenda?
thought I'd talk a little bit, let the citizens know that we have a very high-tech emergency operations center that is in full working right now because of Texas REDS. Normally, we use it for disasters, and we have a emergency management coordinator, Jerry Henry, that works from our office at the fire department, but he controls that EOC and takes care of it. And right now, they've been having big meetings and coordinating all of the operations that are going to be needed to make Texas REDS a success out of that EOC. So it's kind of like a wonderful use of the EOC, because most of the time it's a disaster and terrible things happening to people. And this is one time that we're able to use the EOC for something really fun. So.
And I'm sure it's one of those things where there can be some real-life interaction that, to some degree anyway, when there is a major situation. I'm guessing what Katrina was probably the last big use of the EOC or the...
Katrina was one of the last big ones. We've had a couple of other issues regionally that we've had since then, we've used it several times. It lets us have a place where we can coordinate the efforts of the police, the fire, the EMS, and in this case, we'll be coordinating all the city ops down there, as I understand. So solid waste, traffic, all of them are going to have a representative possibly down there that can be talking, coordinating efforts by radio and by phone, and being able to connect with all the other agencies and make a cohesive effort to make that an effortless event.
And also behind the scenes, so that those of us who are enjoying the festival won't know what's going on. We just know that things are going to be running smoothly.
Right. That's their goal, is to work behind the scenes and definitely let you enjoy your time and have a great time there and everything go like it's supposed to.
Anything else?
I thought I'd mention that we had a promotion of Matt Miller to lieutenant. We congratulate him. We do have two positions open at the fire department. If anybody is interested in those positions, they have to go through HR at City Hall. So you'll go to the second floor of City Hall and put in your application. And I'll mention that holidays are coming up, and we're going to start decorating. If you haven't already, I've seen a lot of decorations out. There's going to be more.
Well, this will apply to Halloween as well as Christmas.
Right. Halloween is already here, and I'm already seeing plenty of ghosts and goblins and spiders and snakes and all that. But we're going to be adding to it the Thanksgiving, the lights for Christmas. So please start now getting together good, proper lighting that's in good condition, checking your lights, checking your other decorations out. Make sure anything that uses electricity has good wiring to it. If it doesn't, get ready to replace it. Don't take any chances, because we don't want any disasters during the holidays.
And I don't think we visited since the first cold snap of the season, and people probably to some degree turned on furnaces and got that dusty, musty smell, and probably a reminder to change out filters, clean out vents, maybe even replace batteries in the smoke detectors.
Right. This would be a great time to get the people out with the heating and air conditioning companies to clean out your systems, make sure they're in good order. Maybe even a chimney sweep if you have a fireplace. Make sure it's clean. Make sure that somebody checks that out thoroughly. Do change out the smoke detector batteries if you need to. We always cringe when we find out somebody's using their stove to heat their house. A gas stove, it's a very scary situation. Use heaters that are UL rated, that are in good shape. Don't take the guards off of them. Use them like they're designed, and you'll be safe.
All right, as always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
William Bowes, the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.